thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hey, that's me.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And special guest, founder and co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Shannon Young.
Yo.
What? This
Hello.
Guest? What's today?
It's a Sunday, and it's a morning.
I know. I'm so
unfortunately.
We didn't have to do a morning show. I rallied against it. I failed.
It was just so much easier, though.
Because tonight's WrestleMania!
I was about to say, it was either do that or try to record during WrestleMania.
Sasha Banks Mania.
Which I'm fine with because I don't tell Asa and Dalton, who are in New Orleans right now for WrestleMania.
Yep.
That I am not really that excited for WrestleMania.
We have to try and find them in the crowd.
I'll see.
Good luck.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. See, I thought you were excited about WrestleMania.
I'll be excited once it starts, probably. But the whole thing.
The last few years he's been this way.
Yeah, and the whole time before it, I'm just thinking, like, I could just stay home, play Star Wars. You know?
Well, we can play Star Wars here.
I'll bring
my Xbox.
That's true.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. It's a 7-hour show, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it starts at like 4.
You have fun. I'll be at home with the cats.
I assume.
Yeah, that's a long show. So, yeah, that's why Asa and
Hi.
Dalton aren't here. Yeah, he's over there.
Yeah, they're in Mania with Jason Wells and sexy Sarge O'Reilly.
Yep, so they're having a whole lot of fun down in New Orleans.
Hopefully.
Back-to-back weekends of trips for them. The reason we didn't have Nerd Up last week, Mandy and I, as well as Dalton and Asa, went up to Indianapolis for Indiana Comic Con.
Truth.
Yep. Which I gave Dalton the option. I said, hey, on the Tuesday show we did last week, I said, hey, we could talk about your trip to ICC, you know, if you want to talk about something. And he's like, oh, I'll just save that for the next Nerd Up. I don't think he realized he wasn't going to be there for the next Nerd Up because he would be in New Orleans.
In fairness, we were planning on the next Nerds for Hire is all going to be about Comic Cons.
Okay. Is Mandy invited?
Wow.
No, I'm asking
no,
for a friend.
No, I'm not, apparently.
Well, she's not yet, but...
Yeah? When are you going to tell me that night? Oh, hey, in 1 hour, we're recording
whenever about... I figured out when the next Nerds for Hire was, honestly, because I don't remember.
This week.
Rude.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, God.
No. It was supposed to be last... It's this week. It is, yeah, because we did I Want to Believe, then Dalton and I did our thing, which was basically Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, sort of. It was like 2 stars. And then this week would be Nerds for Hire. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What you doing Tuesday night,
Oh,
homie?
My God. I'll try.
Listen.
Son of
All right.
I also want to mention that tonight's episode of Nerd Up is brought to you by bananas soaked in white wine.
Yes.
A Lindsay Wolfgang creation.
What, you want to tell them of my klutziness?
I don't. This isn't my show. Please go ahead.
All right. On to the actual content of the show.
Content?
News. News of the show. How about that? All right. Going to start off on a little bit of a bummer note, but co-founder of Studio Ghibli, Isao Takahata, has passed away.
Mm.
A little bit of a bummer.
I love Studio Ghibli.
Lindsay also loves Studio Ghibli.
We all love... Well, okay, I love Studio Ghibli as well.
Single me out.
I might have to watch Grave of the Fireflies today since he directed that one.
That one's whimsical.
That's the one that I'm going to cry again, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to speak for you, homie. I don't know.
I
know your pain. It's fine.
I'm not a huge Studio Ghibli person. Like, I've seen a handful of their movies. It's not really my thing, but very great movies. Like, everything that I've seen, solid. It's just not really my style. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I've never seen Grave of the Fireflies, but Lindsay speaks very highly of it.
It's really good.
Have you not seen it then?
Because
I don't own it. Because it makes me cry.
Because Lindsay's spoken highly of a lot of things before that turned out to not work out for me. So
that's entirely fair.
Yeah, but it's still sad.
Yeah. So yeah, Coulson and Ronan, Phil Coulson. If you guys aren't watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you might remember him from the first Avengers movie, and then he was also the agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that was going around in all the movies talking to the superheroes, saying that S.H.I.E.L.D. wants to talk to them and all that good stuff. As far as like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is concerned, he's dead, unless you count Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is in that universe.
So that's canon, isn't it?
It is, but none of the heroes, Thor, Tony, Cap, none of them know that Coulson's alive.
Except Nick Fury.
Well, yeah, Nick Fury does.
That's because
is Nick Fury still
they
alive?
They needed that angle.
Technically. Well, yeah, Nick Fury is alive, but a lot of people think he's dead too. I think like Cap and a few S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are the only ones that know Fury's alive.
Good Lord.
I think.
They just drop Sam Jackson from Marvel movies. Like, why would you drop Sam Jackson of all people?
I don't know. And he was so good in Winter Soldier, too.
He was good as Nick Fury.
He was good as everything.
He was so good as Nick Fury that they changed Nick Fury for him.
Only in the Ultimate Universe, and then now in the main universe.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, everybody was like, oh, Black Nick Fury is so much better than David Hasselhoff. Which is a real thing, by the way, Mandy. Look it up.
Please, yeah. No.
No, that's true. What?
No.
No, absolutely. They made a Nick Fury film in the 90s starring David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep looking at the Blizzard website and all the money that I've already lost without pressing pay yet.
You can ignore me all you want. It doesn't change history.
So, yeah, Coulson and Ronan the Destroyer. Because what I didn't know, and apparently it's been news for a while or known for a while, that the Captain Marvel movie is going to be based in the 90s or set in the 90s.
Because that's the new thing, I think, in movies, especially Marvel, is they're trying to tap into that nostalgia vein.
Yeah.
Remember, Thor, even though it wasn't set in the 80s, had such an 80s vibe.
Oh, yeah, the Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked it.
With Stranger Things being so successful, and then what's that show that's on that you guys like so much?
Oh, Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks. Like, X-Men Apocalypse, same way. Well, all the X-Men movies, yeah. So it does not surprise me. Is Ronan the bad guy in this one?
I don't know. I mean, Ronan is a big time name.
Did you say Ronan the Destroyer?
Yeah.
Isn't the Accuser?
No, you're right.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I'm not I would never call Jessica Kimmel out on comics. That's the one area I don't delve into.
I don't know why I thought Ronan the Destroyer. You're right. It's Ronan the Accuser.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Morning show, guys. Morning show.
That's fine. That's why I'm here, baby. I got your back.
That's right.
Because he was terrible in the Guardians movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't terrible, but he was not my favorite villain.
It was not a very good villain, no.
No.
Like, he was almost like a backseat villain to Thanos in that movie. And
Thanos Nebula. Only barely appeared?
Yeah.
So,
and then Nebula.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, because he's, you know, big name in the Kree.
Right.
So, because this is going to go over, I'm sure, the Kree-Skrull War, and that's where we're going to hear a whole lot about it. And Fury is supposed to be in it as well, but I don't.
Oh, how ironic.
But who knows? Who knows for sure?
They'll probably say Jubilee's in it and then cut her.
It seems to be what happens.
Someone was still very upset.
It was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, that's when I gave up on the X-Men movies. Although, I don't mean to derail the show, but New Mutants looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I've seen so many good things about Legion. I was going to ask if you've watched it.
I have not yet.
Because
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, it's all about the Shadow King, and I mean, that just... It ties into the movies legitimately.
Yeah.
Although those movies might not count anymore since Marvel owns the X-Men again.
Gifted also, I have watched that show, The Gifted, which is really, really good. Ties in the movie. It's morning.
He didn't have the wine banana.
He needs to have, I had this and coffee. That's why when I said there was sea trouble, I meant coffee trouble.
Oh.
Because I needed that morning Joe.
Fair enough. That's the movie we're getting. And I'm actually okay with Marvel doing period pieces and stuff like this, which it makes more sense for a character like Captain Marvel to show up suddenly, you know, with her powers and everything else. Like, oh, that happened like 20 years ago.
It's kind of, you know, the timeline's so weird, though, because let's say they put Captain Marvel in a current movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they put her in the Avengers later on.
Because she's supposed to appear in Infinity War.
She'll be 20 years older.
Yeah.
So if she's 20 in this, and they get the same actress, you're just going to assume... It's Brie Larson, right?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly? You're just going to assume she's 20 years older?
Yeah.
Like, oh, she went from 20 to 40, but she looks exactly the same?
She's got real good genes.
Good. I mean, she does. I've seen Brie Larson.
She's got those Patrick Stewart genes. You just stop aging at one point.
And then on top of that, look at any of the Chris's. Like, if you look at Chris Evans...
Oh. I do.
Yeah, I mean, look at him in the first Captain America movie to now.
Better now. Better.
I don't know if I like the beard or not.
I love the beard.
Me too.
Oh, baby.
But hey, Hemsworth, he cut that hair.
Miss the hair.
I'd be looking at him all day.
Who's your favorite Chris? I have to know. Mine's Chris Pine.
Whoa.
I love Chris Pine.
Oh, that was Steve Trevor, right?
Yeah.
Wonder
yeah.
Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'll explode.
Yeah, no, they're
You're
too.
Killing me.
Don't die, Shannon.
Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, there are too many ridiculously attractive Chris's in comic book movies right now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll have to see where they go with this. I still really want, now that if they get you know, the Fox movie rights, they get Fantastic Four back. I really want to see like an 80s period piece
with them,
with the Fantastic Four.
That could be fun.
What really sucks about that is they had Michael B. Jordan and now they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you had lightning in a bottle and you didn't know it, because then he went and did Black Panther and he just killed it as Killmonger.
Oh, yeah. And apparently he was, like, the one redeeming quality of the most recent Fantastic
Four. That terrible Fantastic Four film. I've never watched. Maybe that's unfair to say, but it's one of those things that if you hear enough bad things about something,
you don't want
to
see it.
You don't do it, yeah. You just take everyone's word for it.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of people whose opinion of movies I trust a whole lot have told me it's awful. I also have not watched it.
Right.
Even though I've had chances to watch it via streaming, I still just
haven't. It's been on networks, and every time I see it, I go, eh.
I'm good.
Right.
So like, I've never been a Doctor Doom fan anyway. He's, to me, one of the most boring villains, and I know there's a lot of people out there right now going, I don't know enough about the guy.
One sitting across from you.
He's a Latverian warlord. He's in a metal suit. That's all I know about him.
He bought Latveria so that he could have diplomatic immunity in the United States.
That's what I like in my superhero comics, diplomatic immunity.
It's awesome. No, Dr. Doom is amazing. Like, he is a wonderful villain, and he's a better Iron Man.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Iron Man in the current comics.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Well, but except he can't take the iron off, right? Like, his skin is iron, isn't it?
It gets fixed.
Oh, does it?
Well, no, his skin isn't iron. He wears the mask because his face is all, like, Deadpool-y.
Oh, okay.
Deadpool-y.
That's a term.
I like how this has become an adjective.
Right. That was actually in the comic books, like, one of the, like, cause since he's a hero now, one of the villains, because he's chasing down a bunch of villains since he knows where they all work and everything, and is putting them in prison.
Yay, double agents.
Yeah, one of the villains saw him outside of his mask, and he actually said, man, I thought he'd be more Deadpool-y. And yeah, so ever since then, I was like, yes, that is perfect, and I love it.
It's a term.
It's a term now. So yeah, no, now he's all handsome and stuff.
Of course, let's make more. Let's make all the powerful people more better looking.
Mm-hmm.
More better.
More better.
You are not Englishing well this morning, sir. All
right. So now into DCEU news.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hey, I rewatched Justice League the other day. We got it on the 4Ks.
Yeah.
And I still like it.
I still like it.
I really do. I think you need to watch it again.
I don't dislike it. I never said I disliked it. I just said that it
Let me go
was...
off mic here for a second. I thought he said he disliked it.
No, I said that it was a solid popcorn movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It won't make you think, but it's plenty entertaining.
Yeah, no, it's an entertaining movie. It's a solid popcorn flick, but I don't think it's a good movie.
Well, my favorite part about it was that they told Wonder Woman, you need to talk more about your boyfriend that died 70 years ago. Like, as a strong, independent woman, be obsessed with that one guy.
But she loved him.
Yeah.
But she hits Batman, and that was funny. She was amazing really in that funny. Movie, and no one can deny it.
No, she was the redeeming quality of that film.
Like, oh, that was... easy.
Yes.
I thought they were all good. I didn't think a single one of them did a bad job.
They just made Batman lame.
Another show.
Okay.
Another show.
Civil
they did
War.
Make Batman lame.
Batman is lame. What's your secret power? I'm rich. Amen. That's all you bring to the table.
So, yes, Flash. It's no longer Flashpoint again.
That sucks, because I was excited about that.
Yeah, I was too. So, yeah, now they've moved on to, I think they still have the same director, which is director number 3. They have a different writer now. And they're looking into a different title.
It's just in production hell.
Oh, yeah. Like most of the DCEU.
Yeah, I remember there was a time, not just DCEU, but I remember a time when I read a list of upcoming like comic book movies. There was a time everyone was getting their own film.
Oh, no. If you look in the DCEU, they have like so many movies in production. They've had a Justice League Dark movie in production for so long now. And like a Zatanna movie and like all this, because we were looking at it for...
I would watch that.
I would,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would, too. Because there was a Nerds for Hire episode we did like 2 months ago, I think, where we talked about comic book movies that we want to see made. And I was looking up like DC characters, because one of the rules were, you know, it can't already be in production. So let's look it up. The DCEU, they have so many movies. They have like 30 movies in production for a lot of characters that you probably haven't heard of. And when I looked into it, because Zatanna is one that I really want. And I want to see Alexandra Daddario as Zatanna.
That's a girl, right?
Yes.
Not her dad?
Correct.
His dad is Zatara?
It's Zatanna as well, but he is a different...
Oh.
I cannot watch a Zatanna movie starring Alexandra Daddario.
Why?
I would never want to make love to another woman ever again.
Yeah, it's
because she is a cheat code. She is Steve Trevor with those other parts that women have. To see her in the Zatanna outfit.
Yeah, he's just done.
I'm gonna need you to take it down a couple notches of the woman playing that part.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to see.
Get Kat Denning.
Who is it?
Kind of the same, but I find her less attractive. Alexandra Daddario. Oh, God, killing me. Yeah.
She's ridiculous.
She's ridiculously gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell that.
I could tell you. No, I can give you her blood type.
She's on an episode of New Girl. You remember the?
I see you. High five.
Yeah. And you're only seeing her from the neck up.
Yeah, you remember the episode of New Girl where they're trying to help the two new girls move into the building?
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra Daddario is the one that was single.
Or if you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and you remember the episode where Charlie, the only time he went like full heel.
Oh, yeah.
When the rich people kind of tricked them into falling in love, she was the sister. And yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy.
Who takes the waitress over that?
Great Caesar's ghost.
So yeah,
make mine Marvel.
Lots and lots of DC movies in development hell, like so many movies,
which is probably fine. You can't even get Justice League. Like I liked it, but they couldn't even get the main like five or six right. So
yeah,
like what's up with that Batman movie? Also, there's that Joker movie, which is apparently directed by Martin Scorsese, which is not a part of the DC universe. It's an independent film.
Yeah, no, the DC.
That's stupid.
Yeah. The DCEU is a travesty right now. Oh, and speaking of Batman, like, retcon stuff, apparently the Robin suit, not Jason Todd.
It's about the one that was in...
Yeah, the one that said, ha-ha, joke's on you, Batman.
So who the hell was it?
Hinting at it was Dick. But we're still getting a Nightwing movie?
What?
Yeah. I know. They were hinting that... whenever we found out it was not Jason Todd, it was hinted at that it was Dick Grayson.
I love Dick Grayson.
So in other words, they got some miscommunique going on.
I guess.
Well, Dick Grayson is the second best Robin.
I think he's the best Robin.
Tim Drake was my favorite.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I love Tim Drake.
I like Dick Grayson too, but I like him better.
Yeah.
Not mullet Nightwing.
No, yeah, not mullet. Right.
That was a product of the era.
That's so dumb though. That's one of those things that it made you curious about what was going on. And the people that like comic books knew, okay, joke's on you. Batman's all messed up and like depressed now. It's clearly because Joker killed Robin.
Yeah.
Jason Todd. But there is no Jason Todd because there's no Robin and there's no Nightwing. But there is a Robin, but we don't talk about it.
But there might be a Nightwing.
But they mentioned that Harley Quinn helped kill him in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do. I don't know what's going on with DCEU, and I don't think they do either.
No.
So
it's a dartboard.
What did we say in this movie? Well, what does this say? Well, and I feel like there's a drawing board with like 80,000 lines. Like, maybe
did none of it make any sense?
Yeah,
It's Always Sunny.
Like, Carol!
There is no Carol.
There is nobody in HR. I can't curse on this show.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's what I'm picturing. Just Charlie
trying to
map these movies together.
Trying to map out the DCEU. Yeah.
And he's saying, there is no Jason.
It's like, hey, the guy from Smallville, there's your Superman. Well, the Smallville's not connected. Okay, well, what about Supergirl? Not connected. Flash, not connected. But they're all connected to each other.
Yeah.
But they're also not.
The CW verse is all connected to itself.
How is the CW verse doing so much better? Like, I don't know if the shows are any good, but my God, you have, like, even the Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, it has everyone in it.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine's in it now.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, no, there are 5 DC CW shows now.
Wow.
That are all connected.
That are all connected and are all doing extremely well in the ratings, which surprises me for Legends of Tomorrow, especially.
Yeah, that seems like a weird show.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't get into it. Trevor keeps telling me it's amazing.
I want to watch it. Time travel? I love time travel. I'm like Asa.
Oh, God. Asa just got really mad.
I know.
He's
he's cringing now.
he just started cringing really hard.
He felt a disturbance in the force.
But yeah, Legends of Tomorrow is apparently really good. Like, I've been watching Black Lightning. Black Lightning is awesome.
I've heard that's really good.
Flash and Supergirl are both great. I don't like Green Arrow much anymore.
I hear a lot of people turned on that. I want to watch Supergirl the most because Superman's
really
in it now, right?
He was for the beginning of the second season.
Oh, well, I still like Supergirl.
I haven't watched any of season 3 yet because I didn't know they had come back. And by the time I did, CW had taken off episode 1.
Aww.
Because they do
that
stuff. Yeah,
so annoying.
Drives me insane. So I'm going to have to wait until they all hit Netflix, which fortunately that deal with the CW means it'll happen like a week after
The DVDs come out.
Well, no, it's a week after it ends on air.
Yeah. Even better.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. Like, I like how they do that now.
Yeah.
so I'll be able to watch that pretty soon. But yeah, CW actually renewed all five of those shows for another season. The only show that they have that's kind of comic booky that they didn't is iZombie.
So oh, I thought that was a cool concept.
I binge watched it on Netflix a while back, and it was pretty good.
I tried to get Allie to watch the first episode because I'm like, I think you'll be into this because you like those quirky TV shows and zombies and stuff like that, but didn't work out so well.
But I think she would like it because it's kind of like Psych but with zombies.
Right, and it's got zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then again, I thought I'd like Santa Clarita Diet, and we watched three or four episodes of that, and I tapped out. I can't. Maybe I'll go back and give it another try, but
the second season is a lot better.
Oh, you've watched through it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I watched through the first season, and like, yeah, I had kind of the same reaction. I was like, man, this is terrible.
Too optimistic for the situation.
And then season two hit, and I was like, I didn't really like season one, but I don't have anything else to watch. So
it was the pity watch.
You could do like Bob and Allie, where every time they run out of something to watch,
they
and
just
I say,
watch the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you should watch this. No, I'll watch New Girl again. I'll watch Gilmore Girls again.
In fairness, like
Mandy, don't sling down in that seat.
That's me. I do that with shows I'm going to sleep to.
Yeah, so but like when you actively watch.
Oh yeah, no, I don't actively watch. I do that when I need background noise or I'm going to sleep.
But I watched White Collar, and as soon as it ended, I immediately restarted it because I loved it so much. There wasn't even a split second of anything else. I just went right back to episode one.
But I tell Allie to watch. Like, she's never seen Daredevil. Like, at least Lindsay and I, we've seen Daredevil. We haven't seen them all, but we've seen all of Daredevil and all of Punisher, at least. Mm-hmm. Allie's never seen any of Daredevil. And I'm like, that's like up until now, because I guess Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are considered better.
Okay, but those
I think.
Shows are like such a commitment. Like, a movie is watching Moving Gun.
No, I'm not talking about white movie.
But like
white movie.
But the shows are like, they're all connected, and so like half the time people are like, we need to watch Jessica Jones, but then this season of Daredevil, but then this season of this, and then jump back to and
you
just
ignore
so
them and
work.
Watch what you want to watch.
She does, and it's Friends.
Yeah, I know.
For the third.
I mean, I'm in the
time.
Same boat now. I won't really rewatch something unless I'm trying to get something done.
Or Parks and Rec. That's why I watch Parks and Rec, because she watched through it three times. And it's like, did you watch the first season of Daredevil? Not yet.
Hey, I've watched that though.
Here's your sign.
And honestly, a lot of those Marvel shows you don't have to watch sequentially, other than like you should watch Jessica Jones season one before you watch season two.
Right.
But like,
you should probably watch Daredevil before you watch Punisher, but it's not really required.
Right. Like you could still enjoy it. The only thing, there's like one character in Punisher that you'd be like, why is she here? And it's Karen.
You're right.
Yeah. Outside of that, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Those Netflix shows are great, though.
So much effort.
And she's like, when you watch King of the Hill and The Simpsons all the time, I'm like, you damn right.
And to be fair, you're always doing something else when you have that on.
Yeah, but then I stopped doing that to watch it.
That's
because it's
good.
The Simpsons and King of the Hill.
Anyway. Friends is good. Parks and Rec's good. New Girl's good.
Oh, no, there are. No. To be fair, they are fine shows. They really are. They just didn't strike my fancy. Like, that's for Jay
Wellington.
I mean,
I liked Friends back in the day, but whenever she's rewatching them on reruns, I'm like, I watched this?
I didn't watch it back in the day because I hated it. Yeah.
It's not because I hated it or anything. It's just like,
well, I hated it because everyone loved it.
There was just other stuff I watched instead.
Married with Children.
I did watch that. but I don't remember what I watched whenever Friends was really popular. I don't know. I mean, it was popular for a really long time, I guess. But I don't know what I watched instead. Anyway, this isn't Thursday. We don't need nostalgia here.
Isn't it?
I'm so confused.
I'm looking at the table and I'm thinking it is.
Thursday will be here soon enough. We can talk about TV then.
It's like we're in a mirror, though, because you guys swap seats.
Yeah, we're on the opposite side. You two swap right now.
I almost thought about it because I was like, that's my seat by the wall.
Anyway, Toy Story 4 has an official release date for June 21st, 2019.
Give me a plot and then we'll talk.
Isn't this the part where you go, yay! And you clap your hands
you
like
give
a seal?
Me a plot and then we'll talk.
Toys go on a whimsical adventure. The end.
Because, I mean, obviously, they're still with Bonnie, more likely than not.
They better be. Yeah. But, and they better stay. I'm not doing another emotional roller coaster of them leaving.
Yeah. No, this is a prequel. This is actually takes place in the toy factory. It shows how they're made.
Oh, my God.
No.
I take a pizza plan a movie.
It's Woody with his original owner before he was passed down to a...
No.
It's a period piece. It's set in the 60s.
That would be kind of awesome, actually.
God.
I'd watch it.
Of course you would.
And then Ready Player One released last weekend, so I'll do a quick spoiler-free review on that.
I wish Hunter was on the show because he's seen it, and I know he has a lot to talk about that. So I think you two could have a good dialogue because at this point it's just you.
Yeah.
I've never read the book either, so.
Yeah, I've read the book. Many of you read the book?
No, I have it, but no.
Okay. I didn't know there was a book.
Yes, there is a book.
I got it in my loot crate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, they bundled it in with the loot crate for free.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. And it turned out to be a really good book. Like, I enjoyed the crap out of the book. But I didn't read it then. I read it much, much later. Like, I heard it was in Loot Crate. I was like, wait, I probably still have that laying around somewhere. I do!
So did you read it before the movie came out, or did you read it because the movie was coming out?
Oh, I read it because the movie was coming out.
Okay.
Mostly because it came up in the group chat. Because I remember getting it, and I thought it was, like, I don't know, more of a... I'm trying to think of the way I want to put this. I didn't think it was, like, a fictional book. Like, I thought it was, like, nonfiction statistics kind of a thing.
You thought it was, like, a just a document of the time period of nostalgia and video games and stuff like that.
And I'm like, okay, cool, that's neat. And then Hunter and Asa were talking about it in the group chat whenever the movie got announced, and that it was actually a really good book and everything. I was like, huh, well, okay. So I decided to check it out. And, yeah, the book is fantastic. The book is really, really good. I also did it by audiobook.
But who read it?
I'm trying to think. It was Joss Whedon, I think, is who wrote the audiobook.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. But it might. I don't know. Either way, I remember that there's a couple of words that he pronounces weird. And I remember that bugging me. But other than that, like, it's a really good book. And I definitely recommend reading it. The movie is also good, but don't go in expecting the book. Like, it's very much a it's not an adaptation, like a direct adaptation. It's just like a movie based on the book.
So kind of like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty good comparison, where there's a whole lot of differences and everything's a whole lot different, but like the general idea is the same.
Right.
In that there's a park where there's dinosaurs and things go bad because they're dinosaurs.
We got to go see Ready Player One.
Not
I
today.
Love dinosaurs.
Ooh.
But yeah, so in this one, it's because the idea of Ready Player One, it's set in the future. They've created, not the distant future at this point, it's like 2025 is when everything starts.
It's a couple years from now.
Yeah, that's when they release this virtual reality system where basically anybody can go into this world of worlds. And they have like these haptic feedback suits and everything else. So you can actually like move, touch, and feel things inside the game. And yeah, it's really, really neat. And it's a really neat concept. And at this point, like because of overpopulation and like, you know, lower resources and everything like that, people can't afford to travel. This is where like it starts out as a game, but people end up doing like business meetings and stuff. And it's a very critical part of people's lives. And then the founder dies, and this company that wants to monetize everything is trying to take it. And then there's the movie / book. It's really good, and I definitely recommend watching it. Just, again, don't go, if you loved the book, don't go in expecting the book.
Are you full pricing it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd full price it.
Full price.
It's good. It's worth watching. At the very least, a matinee. Definitely worth seeing in theaters, but I would say full price. I enjoyed it enough. All right, Danny Rand will be in Luke Cage season 2. We got a visual confirmation of that, so I don't think anybody at this table has seen Luke Cage or Iron Fist.
I was told not to watch Iron Fist, so.
It's not very good, and you can watch Defenders without watching Iron Fist, but I don't think anybody here has watched Defenders either.
Nope.
It's on my list. I keep rewatching Parks and Rec.
I've been in anime land lately, more so than live action land.
Yeah, we've been watching Sailor Moon Crystal. So.
That's fine.
Well, you've been watching that. I've been watching like 8 dozen other things.
Have you not been watching Sailor Moon Crystal?
Yes.
Along with other
things. I'm just saying, I've been watching a lot of crap while I work on stuff for the con.
She watches Sailor Moon Crystal the same way she does these shows. With her nose buried in her phone.
That's
playing
dragons. That's because I've already watched Crystal. When we get to the episodes I've missed, I will be more attentive.
You say that. I don't remember anything that's happening. I don't think we got that far.
Yes, we did. We had 2 episodes of R left.
I watched Boy Meets World.
I like Boy Meets World.
I also started rewatching that whenever they added it to Hulu. That's good stuff.
Right. One of the actresses in that is a sex worker now.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just watched my favorite episode where Eric stalks Topanga everywhere.
It's not Topanga, and that's the point.
And
Maitland Ward is her name. She was in like the later seasons. Now she's like a
Rachel.
I was gonna say, wasn't she the girl that Eric and Jack?
Yeah,
yeah, the like,
really tall redhead. Yeah, that's Rachel.
Just say if you look her up online now, you might.
She'd eat a pie off the top of your head, boy. Anyway, and comic book news. This portion of our podcast brought to you by Villainous Grounds, our favorite comic shop in Perryville, Missouri. You can go up there for some comic books, conversation, and coffee.
Now with working credit cards.
They briefly weren't. They are now. So you can pay with debit or credit. Anyway, Amazing Spider-Man 800 is bringing back the symbiote suit for Spider-Man. So he's going to be back in black.
Why?
I don't know yet.
Why would he think that's a good decision? Like,
well, the symbiote, supposedly, I'm really, really confused how this is working because I don't know if it's a different symbiote or something, because I know in the current storyline they're fighting Red Goblin, who's basically Norman Osborn that's gotten a hold of a red symbiote. Possibly the Carnage suit. I'm not sure. I haven't read it yet. I have it, thanks to Indiana Comic Con.
I mean, that just sounds like a whole bunch of bad.
Is the Goblin still around?
Yes.
God.
I mean, it's been a lot of different people since Norman Osborn. Norman Osborn wasn't able to be the Goblin for a long time until like they did a whole arc of him trying to make himself insane again because Peter actually cured him.
And he was actively trying to make himself insane?
Because he missed the Goblin. Yeah.
Wow.
Because his life had kind of crumbled. Like, he had tried other stuff where he tried basically being the Lex Luthor of the Marvel Universe, and it didn't work out really well. And, yeah, so he's kind of down on his luck, and he just wants the Goblin back. So, yeah, he's been trying to make himself, or he had been trying to make himself insane again so that he could have the Goblin and be the Goblin, and that's where this story is culminating.
Okay.
So, yeah, and apparently at the end of it, Spider-Man is going to be in a symbiote again. If it's the same symbiote, it has been cured of its insanity. Because that was the thing we found out whenever, not Eddie Brock, Flash Thompson went to space with the symbiote suit. We found out that it was just insane. And then it became a good guy.
So, all right, legitimate question.
Sure.
Did he take it to space and they did some BS like space thing and got him cured? Or did he go through like months of therapy? And I'm picturing just the goo sitting on a couch talking to the therapist.
Basically, it's part of a, think like a Green Lantern Corps kind of a situation.
That means nothing to me.
Okay,
well, all right.
Space Police.
Yes.
Yeah, Space Police. The Clintar is what the symbiote's called, is part of the Space Police. And yeah, I didn't read the storyline. I don't know how long it took, but yeah, they fixed the symbiote. So then Flash Thompson and the symbiote had a better symbiosis, and they were able to keep it on full time instead of basically to keep from his mind getting infected by the symbiote. Flash was keeping the symbiote inside of a bracelet. So whenever they fixed it, he could do it full time.
Are they really called the Clintar?
Yes.
That's silly.
That's
it's the name of the alien species.
I miss the 90s when it was just the symbiote.
I mean, everybody still calls it just the symbiote, but yeah, the alien species of the symbiote is the Clintar.
Well, I hope they didn't use psychology to try to fix its mind, because Scientology said that doesn't work.
Huh.
It'll just be evil again soon.
I mean, they looked like they were trying to go towards that route. Like, I'm a little bit behind in Venom, but it looks like they're trying to make him insane again by Eddie Brock. You got the symbiote back, and Eddie Brock spent so much time as anti-Venom that it's messing with the symbiote.
Well, what happened to anti-Venom?
I don't know.
I am so lost.
There's lots of symbiotes now.
Yeah. Okay. There are so many.
The Clintar.
especially, like, there were even some crossovers from the Ultimate Universe, like, came over with symbiotes. So, yeah, that's a thing. Anyway, apparently Spider-Man's going to be back in the symbiote for at least a few issues, starting at 800. I'm not sure why or how, but that's happening.
You start to realize in comics, and maybe I'm wrong, but you start to realize that they run out of ideas. When you've done Spider-Man for how many years now? What, 80?
I mean, they're on issue 800.
God.
Of just the regular Spider-Man series.
Of, yeah, that's
and big, that doesn't count all the other Spider-Man that they've done.
Yeah, because this is just Amazing Spider-Man. Then you've also got Spectacular Spider-Man is up to like 300-something.
Oh, there was God. Superior Spider-Man.
Well, that was a part of the short run. But it's part of Amazing.
But I mean, like, there's... Eventually, they're going to run out of things to do, and you know, you've made him Doc Ock. You've brought in the Scarlet Spider, which I actually liked. I know not a lot of people.
Yeah, he's got like three clones.
You did 2099. Like, man,
2099 Spidey's awesome.
Awesome outfit. Did they do Noir? Like, was that a thing that they actually did in the comics, or was that just the video game?
Briefly.
Because that dude was awesome, too.
Yeah. They're talking about doing another Spidey Noir arc, but I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not. Because they were talking about it with Spider-Verse, but the only two characters from Spider-Verse that got an ongoing were Silk and Spider-Gwen. And Silk ended up getting canceled. Spider-Gwen's still going, though.
Well, yeah, just slap anything on Gwen Stacy, and she's popular, apparently.
I mean, it's just Spider-Gwen.
Isn't she also Gwenpool?
That's different, Gwen.
Okay, who is that Gwen?
Gwenpool.
But what's her name?
Gwenpool.
Okay, but what's her full name before she was Gwenpool?
Gwen. P-O-O-L-E.
It's not Gwen Stacy as Deadpool?
No.
What?
I don't believe you. I don't believe that there's another character in the Marvel Universe named Gwen.
Oh, she's actually from a different universe similar to ours.
Oh, my God.
It's very much supposed to look like Gwen Stacy, I think. But, yeah, her name is Gwen Poole. She's from a universe like ours where the Marvel Universe is comic books, and she made it into the comic book universe.
She's an amalgam of Gwen Stacy and Deadpool, but she's not Gwen Stacy. She looks exactly like her and also has her first name. But it's not her. I'm done with comics.
Yeah, though, Gwenpool is also coming to an end. It's not getting canceled, but I think they couldn't figure out anything else to do with her.
Don't you like her, too?
I do. Gwenpool is actually really entertaining.
Sad day.
Yeah. And I think Spider-Gwen's coming to an end as well, but I think she's probably just going to end up joining the main universe.
They even have the same colors on their outfits, Gwenpool and Spider-Gwen.
Although there's a lot more pink same. On Gwenpool's outfit.
Oh, yeah. Heavens. Such a difference.
I mean, yeah, there's no... Gwenpool doesn't have any black in her outfit.
Racist?
There's a lot of black in Gwenpool's outfit. No, not Gwen.
Look, Spider-Man. You don't even know who they are anymore. You're confused.
It's a lot of Gwens.
I like Gwen Vereen. She's my favorite version.
Man, I would read the crap out of that book.
Is that my new drawing mission?
Yeah, just the Gwenniverse.
Yes, Gwenverse. All right, Death of the Inhumans. I guess a lot of people are saying, well, Disney got X-Men back, so...
Bye,
Inhumans.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Or
turn the good Inhumans into mutants and call it a day.
What's more likely to happen, because it's coming July 2018, it's going to be an event... What's more likely is that X-Men are the most popular when they are on the brink of extinction. Like, that's just a fact of X-Men has been since the 80s. Like, I don't know why, but everybody just likes it when they struggle and are about to die. So I guess I say a lot of people, I'm thinking that Marvel is hoping that this will make the Inhumans more popular by creating, you know, strife and, you know, possibly... Yeah.
So the Inhumans were basically created because Marvel didn't want to promote X-Men anymore, basically.
Well, they weren't created for that purpose. They've been around for a long time, but they were pushed for that purpose.
They got the main event push because of that. So push them back down. Like, I can't name a single Inhuman. I can't. The only one that I know off the top of my head is from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Sky. Yeah, or Daisy. She's got like three names now.
Well, she changed her name to Daisy.
Okay,
well,
so Daisy.
She changed her name. That her original name, like her birth name was Daisy. She didn't know her birth parents, so she was going by Sky. She meets her birth parents, finds out her name is Daisy, and that's what she goes by.
And what's her actual? What's her hero name? Is it Earth?
Quake.
Yeah. So is she in the comics?
Yeah.
Because I'd be fine with her. I liked her. Like, she was my favorite part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Yeah, like right now, the book she was in got canceled, so I don't know what she's doing in the Marvel Universe. But, yeah, she's definitely there.
Make her an X-Man.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
But, I mean, other than that, you've got, like, the royal family, Black Bolt and Medusa. Those are the only ones that anybody really
cares Black
about.
I know Black Bolt, yeah.
Yeah, everybody cares about Black Bolt. He's cool.
Do they still have all those different X-Men comics? Like gold, silver,
right now
yellow?
They're doing gold, blue.
Alpha Sapphire.
Now you're getting your things mixed up.
Sorry. Gold, blue, red, and the New Mutants are the X-Men books going right now.
Jubilee still a vampire?
Yes.
Oh, continuity.
Yeah, she is still a vampire. There was something recently that I was reading where she actually did try to, like, oh, never mind, that was an older book.
Is it still mini baby Cyclops?
Yes.
Okay.
Adult Cyclops is still dead.
Okay. I'm not trying to turn this into that show again like we did with the green whatevers, but is Xavier still dead?
Sort of.
Because he's been dead for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, Astonishing X-Men kind of brought him back, Xavier's consciousness is now in Phantom X.
What about Jean Grey?
Jean Grey, both versions are... Jean Grey just got resurrected.
From the White Hot Room or whatever.
I still haven't read the I've read the first issue of the Resurrection Line. They haven't brought up the White Hot Room yet. I don't know exactly what they're doing.
What is the White Hot Room?
Ask Asa.
Yeah, Asa is obsessed with this thing. apparently that's where Jean Grey's consciousness went the last time she fought the Phoenix Force.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
I'm not going to dive any more into it. Yeah. Tapping out.
Yeah. So, yeah, either way, she just got resurrected, and young Jean Grey is also still there. So there are two Jean Greys in the universe. She's actually the leader of the X-Men Red book, adult Jean Grey.
So there's two Jean Greys for every Cyclops. That's a good ratio.
Right now, yeah, there really is.
He's going to score.
He's Cyclops, so he won't.
No, because Wolverine be coming in there.
Wolverine was always a little bitch compared to Cyclops.
I do like Cyclops.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Big, strong hand. You know who should play him? Chris Pine.
Okay.
Fine with that. Instead of James Marsden.
Rescue someone else from an inferior comic book universe. Rescue Chris Pine from the DCEU.
Mandy volunteers to undertake that mission.
Mandy just went into Homer Simpson mode.
Pine.
All right. All right, so Domino, she's getting a new ongoing, likely because, you know, that movie's coming up, Deadpool 2. Yes. And, yeah, capitalize on that popularity. She's getting a new ongoing written by Gail Simone, which she's an awesome writer with art by David Baldean. And it's going to feature her, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, and Diamondback.
Huh.
When you said all that, my first thought was, like, he can't mean, like, Sheena, right? That's still a thing? I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah, it's actually, it's so old. All right, history lesson for you guys.
It's so old, it's new again.
Sheena was the very first female to have her own title, have her name in the title of a comic book.
I believe she also had a movie back in the early days.
This comic debuted in 1938.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. She's been around so long that you can technically use that character in anything. Marvel doesn't open. What do you call it? The
Because she's not on the
public domain.
Public domain. Yeah, she's
Disney didn't completely kill that.
No,
they just did it for them.
Well, they stalled it for a while, so nothing's entered the public domain in a long time.
Okay.
I think next year is the first time in like 10 years that something is going to enter the public domain.
And she's actually one of the first Marvel movies because Sheena, Queen of the Jungle came out in 1984.
Yeah, girl.
So, yeah, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, she's still around. And, yeah, that character's in public domain. So, anyway, it'll be interesting. And then, yeah, Diamondback, not Willis Stryker. Diamondback, it's a different Diamondback. She doesn't have any powers or anything. It's very much like a Birds of Prey style book is what we're looking at.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. I like Gail Simone a lot, so I'm going to check it out. But yeah, for those of you that are fans of Domino or wanting to learn more about Domino, this is probably a good chance.
I do believe Lindsay and I are the only two that ever saw Birds of Prey, by the way.
I liked Birds of Prey.
The TV show.
It was a little cheesy, but...
It's very cheesy.
DCEU keeps talking about putting out a Birds of Prey movie.
Not based on the TV show, that's for sure.
No.
which we have on DVD if anybody wants to borrow it.
Yes.
A new Catwoman ongoing is going to start July 4th. It'll be post the marriage of Catwoman and Batman. And, yeah, Joelle Jones is going to be doing the writing and art for that book.
I feel Cat represents the pinnacle with Halle Berry's movie.
Oh, God. She wasn't even Selena Kyle.
She was not. She was Patience Phillips.
Mm. For reasons.
I don't know any of those people.
All right.
Halle Berry?
Well, no, I know who that
Selena
is.
Selena Kyle?
No. Nope.
Catwoman?
No. Nope. Yep.
Selena Kyle is Catwoman.
Nope.
You knew that, right?
I never knew Catwoman until, like, I started hanging out with you. I don't know.
How would you not know Catwoman?
I mean, I know, but I didn't know.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Catwoman's real name is Selena Kyle.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I mean, Shannon and I used to play this game where he'd give me a name and say, which Batman villain is it?
Okay. I would give her a name of a hero and tell her to give me the real name.
Oh.
I quizzed her constantly.
That's a fun game.
Training her.
For this moment.
So one day when she's on a podcast. All right. Now in video game news, this portion of our podcast is brought to you by our good friends, Josh and Alan of Press Start to join. You can find all of their phenomenal content at www.ps2jshow.com. You can also find their social media links, and I highly recommend checking out their History of Gaming episodes. They happen the last Wednesday of every month.
Follow them on Instagram. Love their posts.
Yeah, they post good stuff.
Love his cat.
All right, so we got a whole bunch of Spider-Man news. The Insomniac Games Spider-Man that's coming September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's not going to be any microtransactions.
I hate that that's a thing they have to announce.
Right.
Like with video games now, one of the big announcements, one of the best features of the game, no microtransactions. That's not a feature.
Nope.
That should be a given.
And all of the pre-order bonus skins, because you, depending on where you pre-order it, you can get a different Spidey suit. And
oh, good.
Yeah. All of those are earnable in-game.
Oh, cool. So you just get them early.
Yeah. You get them immediately if you pre-order.
Which place is giving out Spider-Punk? Because that's the place I'll avoid. You don't like stupid outfit.
I think Spider-Punk's kind of cool. Dalton really likes Spider-Punk.
I'm aware.
So, yeah, there's a lot of information out there now for Spider-Man, and I'm really, really happy about it. I'm really excited about this game. Asa put something into the universe that I'm very upset about. That I'm probably going to end up getting a PS4 Pro because they will likely do a special edition PS4 Pro for Spider-Man.
You can finally join the party.
Yep.
And everyone will have a different special edition. I have Star Wars, Asa's going to have God of War, and then you'll have Spider-Man.
That's true.
And Dalton will still have that little black PS4.
Because he got the slim. But I love my Batman PS4, though.
You got to let go sometime, bro.
Listen.
They ain't making no more Batman games. They will. Yeah, I'm joking.
It's Batman. Anyway, Shaq Fu allegedly reborn.
Let's talk about Shaq. Can you pipe in some Shaq music right here?
I can't.
Oh, hell.
But I can, but no.
But you won't.
I'm not gonna. Refuse. June 5th, 2018 is when this game is coming out. I thought it was a joke. I guess this is an April Fool's bit. No, it's actually happening. We're getting a new Shaq Fu game. It's going to play completely differently. Those of you not in the know, that was an old Super Nintendo and Genesis.
Yeah, mid-90s fighting game.
Yep, 2D fighter.
Tournament fighter. One of the worst fighting games ever.
Oh, yeah.
Controls were impossible to hit. The storyline was whack.
Way to be relevant with the kids.
The time period. You want to tell the story? You were going to tell it to them earlier, and I was like, nah, save it for the show. The story's so good. Yeah. Like, one of the big criticisms in fighting games, especially in those days, was that the plot was bare bones.
Yeah.
You play Street Fighter, you start it up, you pick a character, you start fighting. Mortal Kombat the same way, and you got an ending, possibly. Shaq was cinematic.
Yeah, so you start out with Shaq. You're in Tokyo for this charity event.
For a charity game.
Yeah, you're in Tokyo for this charity game. And
actually, I don't think you're in Tokyo.
No, you're in Tokyo.
Are you sure you're not just in New York and then there's a shop?
I'm pretty positive it's in Tokyo because I remember this being a thing. So, yeah, you're in Tokyo and he's kind of like checking the sights and browsing around. And he finds a kung fu store.
An old ancient shop.
Yeah.
Looking for a Pepsi.
Well, no, there's a Pepsi sign.
Of course there is.
it's literally like it's kung fu, and he goes in there, and there's this old man in there, and asks if he is from the stars, and they make a bunch of jokes about like, if he's from the magic, like he's because Shaq's like, well, I'm an all star if that's what you mean, and then he talks about like, are you one of the magic, and he's like, why, and like it's just a little bit of a joke since he was on the Orlando Magic at the time. And yeah, then he just like
he's the chosen one.
Yeah, you're the chosen one. You have to find this kid, go through this portal, and so he opens a closet in the back of his shop, and apparently Shaq goes through it.
Like Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm still on the right track.
Big Shaq.
Yeah. That's dope.
So then he goes into this world, and there's this big, like, there's actually an overworld thing where you kind of run around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's Final Fantasy style, like in the overworld map, but then
you just have little bitty Shaq just sprinting across.
It's a one-on-one fighter, and, you know, oh, God, there was a website that it was like a crusade. They were trying to buy up every copy of Shaq that was in existence so they could burn them all. This is a real site. Okay. Bob had Shaq Fu. I think we all had Shaq Fu back at the time. And we all played it. And we didn't really know how bad it was back then because we were kids. You know, retrospect.
That was all we had was on the Genesis.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those games. But it's legendary. It's one of those games that if you mention Shaq Fu, you're going to get a reaction.
Yeah. That's definitely true.
I'm going to have to ask Pat. I don't know if we had this game.
Oh, Pat knows about Shaq
Fu,
I'm sure.
Well, he can know about it, but I don't think we had it as a kid.
I mean, we rented it because it was a fighting game, and that was what me and my little brother played were fighting games because they were two-player. And, yeah, so that we knew it was bad.
Impossible.
Impossible. It was so bad. So, yeah, Shaq Fu, we're getting a Legend Reborn. Completely different storyline from the video. You have, or maybe it's a continuation of the story because you have the old man, but the art style is completely different, obviously.
Yeah, it's very, very cartoony. Yeah. Very,
so you have the old exaggerated. Man, he's dying. Shaq is hanging out with him for a minute, I guess, in his last few moments. I don't know why he's dying. And then
he's old.
Because he's old, yeah.
Then it goes to a 2D brawler.
Yeah, Streets of Rage style.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Which is better.
Yes.
Honestly.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm going to play it.
Only, I want there to be, like, extra characters. I want Sir Charles Barkley as a secondary character.
I want Muggsy Bogues.
So you want to be Odd Job. You want to be the little guy.
Well, yeah, that's who I played when I played basketball games.
I just want it to be the starting lineup of the Orlando Magic of that time period. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
LeBron James, maybe throw him in there.
That's going to mess up your period piece.
It's fine. I don't think this is set back then. So make it just like all the basketball stars now helping Shaq
fight. Because apparently the storyline
is gotta have
that
MJ.
Like these people have taken over.
They can't afford MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
These people have taken over, like these creatures have taken over celebrities. And you have to figure out what celebrities have been replaced by these beings that are trying to like end the world.
Are they monsters?
And you have to take them out. No.
That's a different movie. That had MJ in it.
Yeah, it did.
They also had, I think there was a Shaq Fu RPG that it was a fan-made game years ago.
That's probably
that true. Is actually like celebrated.
All right. So we got Spyro Reignited Trilogy. So getting a
Spyro
remaster.
I just want
remaster.
The first one. I don't care about 2 and 3.
That's fine, because you're getting all three of them.
Yeah, why would you not just want all three?
September 2018.
Because I suck at platformers.
Oh, I love these platformers.
But now. I really like Spyro. Spyro's like the first game I'm pretty sure I actually ever completed.
Wow.
I never played it.
Yeah, I mean.
I still haven't.
I played Spyro. I liked Spyro more than Crash Bandicoot back in the day.
I never
like, I was
played
one of those.
Crash Bandicoot.
It was pretty much the same game.
Okay. Well, I just like that little dragon and he runs around and barbecues sheep.
The two games were so similar that they actually released Game Boy Advance versions where you had Spyro and Crash's universe and Crash and Spyro's universe.
Nice.
They were fun. They're
by
fun
the
games.
Same people?
I don't know if they were by the same people or not.
Huh. I don't think so.
But I mean, this was a.
They both ended up in Skylanders.
Project. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, man, whenever I heard Skylanders, like it was a new Spyro game, I got really excited. I was like, what?
You were really into it for a bit.
I was really into the 3DS version.
Yeah.
Of Skylanders?
Because the 3DS version of Skylanders played like the classic Spyro.
We also were heavy into Skylanders. And then they just dropped Spyro from it.
Yeah.
And it was just Skylanders.
Yeah.
And then they put Crash in the last one. So
trying really back in.
You can have Crash. And then the game died.
Yep.
You can get it right now for $16 at Toys R Us. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the whole bundle.
Yep.
And then I was gonna
play it the other day, but the Switch was upstairs, and I was too lazy to go get it.
Christ! I offered to get it for.
No, it's fine.
And
I'll
there
play
for a
it
minute,
later.
The figures were like 50 cents a piece.
Yeah, we bought what we could.
And I still remember back, you know, when they first started coming out, people were coming in like all the time looking for these Skylanders and talking about like how some of them are going for hundreds of dollars on the internet.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
At one point.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
And then their quality of the figures went down, and that's when I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, way down. Like most of those figures.
Because the first few that came out, they were awesome looking.
But the paint jobs are terrible now.
Yeah. Mm.
Everyone looks like Sammy Davis Jr. They all have one eye looking at you, one eye looking at Rick.
All right. And then the last bit of news.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
I think we're out of time.
No.
Overwatch event.
Yes.
All right. So this is around this time last year, we had Uprising.
Yes.
And that was a really, really cool event where we got to get a whole lot more of the lore because it was Tracer's very first mission in Overwatch, and it was the Omnic Uprising in London.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun, super cool PvE mission that you could do, and they're bringing that back for this year too, but they're not calling it Uprising this year, they're just calling it Archives, which is what they plan on calling it for the rest of the year. This year's special PvE mission will be Blackwatch.
Yes.
And it's going to be focused on Blackwatch, which is kind of the Black Ops Overwatch, because Shannon's looking at me like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just assuming you're going to at some point say it's about Reaper, and then I'm going to tune out.
It is.
Yeah, tuned out.
No.
I can hear Hunter clicking the episode off right now.
because it is the first, or it is the mission where supposedly the way they're advertising this is the mission where a whole lot of things changed within Overwatch, because Reaper went, or Gabriel Reyes went above and beyond the Call of Duty, I guess, and messed up a whole bunch of stuff. And we're going to find out exactly what happened here. And this is kind of the beginning of his descent to Reaper.
We're going
to
find out what makes him so edgy.
Yes. Exactly. It's going to feature Reaper, Genji, McCree, and Moira. And then we've gotten we got a new comic book, which gave us a whole lot more information about, like, you know, this time period. And we got a lot more information about Widowmaker's husband, which I thought was cool. Yeah, like that he played a pretty big part in the comic book. And we've got new skins. We've got several of them shown off. We got to see Talon versions of Sombra and Doomfist.
Yes.
Which both look amazing.
Sombra! Preach, Sombra, girl!
Her skin looks so freaking cool.
Oh, she looks so good.
We got a dressed up Hanzo.
Yeah, he looks fancy.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Scion Hanzo is the name of the skin.
He's ready to go and not move the payload. Let's get down to business. Oh, Michael Branham, I love you.
And yeah, so he looks all nice in like his dressy clothing. And then we'd have the name of Reaper's new skin, but we haven't seen it yet. Soldier 24. So presumably it's going to be one that's even further in the past than the Gabriel Reyes skin. And we got the Black Watch Moira skin. Then, of course, all the ones from last year, which I know a lot of people like. Mandy, your Talon Widowmaker skin is coming back.
Yes, I know. I can't freaking wait.
The Black Watch Genji and Black Watch McCree skins are coming back.
No, I can never change America McCree.
I'm curious why you would want these skins for Widowmaker when they already have the best Widowmaker skin available. Well, I don't have Nova yet. One. I have Kerrigan, but Nova's the superior one.
No, I have Nova. But
you have Nova?
Yeah.
Why would you ever play anything else?
Because the Black Watch one is amazing. I love it.
The Talon Widow skin is awesome looking.
But Nova.
And I can go back and forth because they finally update it. So when you pick your character, you can change the skin right away.
There's a drop-down menu. That's handy. Yeah, I like that.
So I can go back and forth.
Yeah.
And yeah, Shannon, this would be a good time for you to jump back in. Not, you know, to consistently play, but at least for these PvE maps, because I know how you enjoy the PvE stuff.
Join
us.
Anytime I don't have to get competitive.
And yeah, you don't.
I'm not confident in my abilities other than Star Wars Battlefront 2. That's the only game that I'm solid in.
So we have, because we're going to have the regular mode, which, like I said, will feature Genji, McCree, Reaper, and Moira. And then you've got the All Heroes version, where you can basically play whichever characters you want inside
Billy!
The game.
Sorry. Hi.
So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Uprising was a whole lot of fun, so I'm sure this one's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Yes.
But this doesn't bug me too much, but I want to mention that I hate that Overwatch treats its special edition, the stuff like the McRib. They'll put something out every so often and then take it away. Imagine how much wealth of content when they release something, they left it available forever.
A lot of it's still available in custom games.
What's the difference between custom game and regular games?
There's no matchmaking for it.
So you have to have friends to play with you. Yeah. Do you still get experience and all that?
I don't think so.
Then what the hell is the point?
I don't think. To play for fun.
Yeah. Nobody plays for fun.
But experience.
It's a video game.
Experience only gives you loot boxes.
Yeah.
Which is the point of the game.
No, it's not.
That's the only progression.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the stars and stuff you get. But, I mean, the game is just fun. Like, this is one of the few games that doesn't need a progression system for me.
That's fine. That's fine.
Like, you just play.
It's a good game.
And have fun.
I was the one praising it when you were all about Battleborn. So, I want to point that out.
We were all on the same page for Battleborn versus Overwatch.
I was 5 pages ahead of you.
I wasn't anywhere. I bought both and didn't know what to do in either one of them for the longest
both
time.
Both good games.
They were.
We stand by Battleborn.
Yeah, Battleborn was fun. Just Overwatch was easier to just jump in, play, and jump out.
Didn't take 30 minutes per match.
Yep. And Overwatch definitely got a lot more and better support.
Yeah, because Blizzard.
Because Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. This event looks a whole lot of fun. We haven't gotten all the skins yet, but the ones I've seen are all awesome looking.
That's got to be your phone.
And I'm really, really excited to play this event because there's going to be so much extra lore stuff. Yes. Because that's the one thing about Overwatch that I really wish it had more of was this, like, you know, single player, like, lore. I want to know more about this world.
Almost like there should have been a single player campaign on top of the multiplayer.
You would think.
Man, that would have been great.
Well, I mean, at least it's a free-to-play game. You don't have to buy it.
It's worth it.
I'm not saying anything. Calm down.
Just the subtle little jabs here and there.
I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Sir.
Asa.
Hey, I play the game, too. I have it on two different systems.
Yeah, well, when's the last time you played it?
Literally, like, 2 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped on like a match, and true story, jumped on a match and started playing, and somebody had a mic, and they went like tuxedo, and I went, oh shit, click, and I exited. I don't know, I freaked out. I'm like, no, don't talk to me, and I clicked out of it.
just leave the chat.
I didn't think about that. I quit the game, and I wasn't even doing anything wrong. Before he could tell me what I was doing wrong, I exited the game. I'm like, no, I can't handle this.
He may have just wanted to say tuxedo. Good job.
I have blood pressure problems.
Because, yeah, thanks to the reporting system, that community has gotten a whole lot better.
Good. Good. Now, if they could just fix the professional players, stop using the N-word and other slurs, maybe.
The real problem has actually been he wasn't banned. He was let go from the team.
Yeah.
It was XQC, that guy. Yeah. So, yeah. We haven't had a whole lot of team drama since then.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Very good. Anyway, yeah, I'm really, really excited for this event. But that's going to do it for us, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Shannon and Lindsay, for coming on the morning
Thanks
show.
For having us.
Anytime. I'll see you guys next time.